New South Wales government is considering a two-way tolling on the Harbour Bridge and Tunnel and on the yet to be completed Western Harbour Tunnel and M6 motorway. State Premier Chris Minns says the extra cash will help fund the extension of the $60 per week toll cap on Sydney's roads, which was due to expire on New Year's Day but will now be made permanent. Mr. Minns says the government cannot get rid of such a massive cost of living relief measure for hundreds of thousands of people who live in Western Sydney, but he says state-owned tolling assets are needed to fund the program. The Harbour Bridge was originally tolled in both directions to fund its construction until northbound tolling ended in 1970.